Live from Kapa'a.
For the mayor forum, each candidate will be given 2 minutes to introduce themselves, followed by a series of questions and answers. The candidates will be given 2 minutes to answer each question. At the end of each question and answer session, candidates will be given 2 minutes to present the closing remarks. Please welcome candidates for mayor of Kauai, of County of Kauai, Dustin Barca and Bernard Cavallo, Jr. Tonight we're going to start with Justin Barca. Please introduce yourself to the East Side Kauai community. You have 2 minutes.
Aloha, East Side. Mahalo, everybody, for coming out. I really appreciate it. Means you guys care about what's going on. And this is probably one of the biggest races in history in a long time. So it's a good to see more people coming to the forums now. We've had some with not too much people, and it's nice to see that numbers growing. Shows that you guys care. So I just like to first off wish my wife, she's at home, it's her birthday. Just want to send her a happy birthday, and I love you, honey, because she's got to have good support. You got to have good support for being able to do this kind of stuff, and not too many wives going to let their husband go duke it out in front of everybody. And, on their birthday. So, happy birthday, honey. My name's Dustin Barca. I'm an ex-professional surfer, turned professional mixed martial artist, turned environmental activist. And I've been following this county for about 10 years, following our county council meetings a lot, paying attention, you know, and we've been watching the cycle, you know, and this island just keeps moving the same way. And, you know, that direction ain't the best thing for our Keiki's future and their Keiki's future. And, you know, that's the reason I'm here doing what I'm doing. You know, I'm putting the Keiki first and our environment first and working on our issues and coming up with the solutions. And I think it takes working with our communities from Kekaha to Haena and you know, coming up with those solutions. We're not going to have the answers for everything, so we need to work together. So mahalo again for having me. Aloha.
Good evening and aloha.
Aloha.
Happy to be right smack dab in Kapa'a town in the Moku'a. Puna, and of course the Ahupua'a of Kapa'a. And born and raised right here. This is my stomping grounds. Dad used to, of course, work in the plantation company, Lihue Plantation. So the hulking trucks used to traverse this area right behind us, right? Our solutions and results. And Just giving you guys an overview, all of you an overview of what we're thinking, how we feel our island should be, and how we need to continue to grow. Like I said, born and raised here, my wife Regina, who is a registered nurse at Wilcox Hospital, just became a new grandpa, papa, and so happy to have a little grandson and a granddaughter, and our children, of course, one lives in New Jersey, the other one lives in Portland, and my daughter, of course, is a school teacher at Koloa School. So, of course, happy to be here this evening. A lot of good opportunity to discuss our views and what we think. And I look forward to sharing that with all of you. Been in office for 6 years as your mayor. Very happy and proud to be your mayor. And look forward to another 4 years. We have some great, great projects and opportunities, folks. And I'm very happy and proud of our team. Proud of what we've done to date. I look forward to sharing that with you. A lot of that information is at your fingertips. I encourage you to go to our website to check out many of the projects that are...
Cavallo, the first question will be for you. Which accomplishments have directly benefited the people of Kauai? which of your accomplishments?
Well, if we can talk about accomplishments, number one, transportation. A big, big item for Kauai, getting people out of their cars into our Kauai bus. We increase ridership, double, triple, quadruple. We encourage looking at feeder routes going up into, from the main line up into our communities. We're currently working on installation of bus shelters for. I made a commitment in 2010 that every single bus stop will have a bus shelter, period. We have incorporated additional routes throughout our island, like I said. We have additional park and ride opportunities from the north. Housing, we already initiated 3 housing projects within our time. Holopua, 44 units, right out in Princeville for the aunties and uncles, and of course, all the people who work in the industry of clerical and our secretaries and our bakers and those guys who have the opportunity to live in Princeville, in Kolopua, 44 units. Lihui, 60 units, groundbreaking, right behind Fort Kupuna. And we're currently working with our 75-acre project out in Ele'ele for a green affordable housing project. And you'll see what I mean as we continue to discuss all the great things that are happening. Housing, transportation, a waste management program. We have the recycle, reduce, reuse. All of it falling through from the beginning of our curbside recycling program, which is a pilot project out of the gates, moved right into our automated pickup, which we're moving towards. We're looking forward to a MRF that is coming upcoming. We're moving forward on a PSU-TRO program. And in the big picture is an INY curbside recycling program. So a great effort in diversion with a big picture of a landfill.
And Barca, which of your accomplishments have directly affected Kauai?
Well, that's a hard list to follow. But, you know, I don't have 30 years in politics, so that's going to be a hard list to follow. But my experience in the communities and the things I've done to benefit the communities are more on a personal level. You know, you look at our, you know, the 4 things we're running on is... you know, food production. This is things that we're doing in our communities. You know, we're building gardens for local families. That's what my group does. You know, creating opportunity for families to learn how to grow their own food, eat healthy, and save money at the same time. So, you know, that's just one thing. You know, a Kapu on drugs, helping our drug addicts on the island. This is something I do personally. I have a lot of friends who I grew up with who are, you know, lost in the world of drugs. And, you know, I think all of us have a family member or somebody in our friends or family who's, you know, got that kind of problem. So it's a big thing for me to try to help my friends who are having these challenges and getting them in a center or getting them help of any kind. So these are things that I do personally in our community. You know, cleaning our heiaus, working on the heiaus, you know, is a real important thing for me. We've been doing, you know, we cleared Ke'e, we've been doing Po'oku, and we look to do anyone on the island that we get the opportunity to work on, because I think is an important step forward for not only our culture, but our future generations to connect with the culture. Yeah, you know, we're... a lot of community activity is what I come with, and we're looking to use the county to bring that kind of activity to a bigger level, you know, in a larger scale. How can we bring more food to people's families? How can we bring a better drug facility to our island to take care of our addiction problems, and how can we reconnect our people with our island? Mahalo.
Okay, Barca, this is back to you again. With Council appealing Ordinance 960, what other feasible actions would you take regarding pesticide use on Kauai?
Well, I think, you know, the issue with 2491-960 is one of the biggest issues we're facing on our island. These companies, You know, it's a fact they're spraying a lot of poison, 6 to 10 times more per acre than anywhere else in the country. You know, they've done a good job using propaganda, TV ads to make us all think about job loss. But nobody ever talked about shutting the companies down. And I wonder how people would lose jobs if we had disclosure and buffer zones around schools, communities, and our waterways. I think it's a no-brainer in the protection of our community, and especially our Keiki. You know, we've already had the issues. We've had, you know, the kids at Waimea Middle School, you know, flopping on the ground with bloody noses, seizures, whatnot. And, you know, we need to start putting our environment first, and our people, you know, our island's people's health first. And that's what the 2491 is all about. You know, it's about putting human health, environmental health first. And, you know, it's a trip to, you know, see the focus shifted into job loss, because, you know, there's no way people are going to lose their jobs if we just, unless the companies are doing such horrific things on our island that they must shut down if we find out what they're doing. And, you know, it's common sense, you know, and if you get the facts straight and you know what we've been fighting for on this island, it's about human health and environmental health. It isn't about food and what you should eat and what you shouldn't eat. Everybody's got their point of views and perspectives on what you should eat and what you shouldn't, but it's common sense to know that much poison is not good for our people or our environment. Thank you.
Cavalio, with the Council of Appeal, would you like me to repeat the question? With the Council Appeal of Ordinance 960, what other feasible actions would you take regarding pesticide use on Kauai?
First of all, obviously this is a very important issue of many issues for Kauai. As a leader, you need to look at every single issue, whether it be housing, transportation, in this particular discussion is pesticide use. That's the question. 960 opened the door for discussion, right? I had to make a decision as mayor to look at the whole entire bill. I have to make sure that the legal and the operational and the oversight was all at the forefront before I could even move further. I made sure with the people that surround me that we need to understand the importance of holding everybody accountable, the correct entities, the state, the county, the Department of Ag, Department of Health, all of that, to assure that we're moving in a direction that really going to address the issue or the problem at hand. Very emotional, very important. I am not open to any type of anything that's going to put a detriment on the people or the health and safety of our people. Of course, we're going to do whatever we can to stop that. But we got to be careful in how we move and make decisions in this particular case. In 960, like I said, working very close with all the different entities, I wanted to make sure that whatever the results of our discussions and the decisions that have to be made was made in a very well thought out way. There are issues at the forefront. It is on the table. We are working with the state and the Department of Health to get better information so we can make a better decision how to move forward. We cannot just expect to make decisions based upon different types of studies that need more information so we ourselves can make decisions. So I'm looking forward to working on that as well.
Moving forward, I'm going to need to hold the applause in between just so we can make sure we can have enough questions asked. The applause take a bunch of time, so if we can just keep moving and no applause in between. The next question is for you, Cavalio. What solution do you propose for Kapaa traffic?
Okay, Kapaa traffic. We all experience the Kapaa traffic. Obviously, number one, contraflow is not the answer. It's part of the answer, maybe, or the solution. Contraflow is what we're dealing with right now. We do have a bypass road right here that we utilize as well, so we're working on that. I'm not one to go and building freeways and highways. We need to look at, number one, utilizing our Kauai bus. How do we do better with that? How do we encourage people to get on the bus instead of getting in their cars? What other opportunities do we have to provide additional park and ride options? What other opportunities do we have to build more frequent stops so people can get on the bus in a more timely manner and go where they need to go? There's another program that I think would work really well, of course, is looking at some of the bypass roads that our plantation haul trucks used to traverse back then. There are ways to get bypass roads from right here in Kapa'a and get up into the Wailua area and eventually get to Lihue. And this is where our plantation trucks and our traffic used to traverse before back then. So those are some of the other options, I think. But for now, the immediate need is looking at doing better transportation opportunities through bus services, getting people out and about from shuttle services that we can look at, whether it be on the North Shore, which, by the way, we just started today, and shuttle service on the South Shore, and getting people just out and about in a more friendly and safe way, an environmentally safe way. And then eventually looking at ways to bridge and connect other bypass roads that are currently there but need more attention, need more support, and upgrade to that particular area that has been utilized in the past. So I look forward to looking into that.
Okay, Barca, what solutions do you propose for Kapa'a traffic?
I think, Kapa'a traffic is the worst on the island, probably, you know, and for me, I've traveled to so much places with the same problems as us, you know, these small town traffic problems. And, you know, you go to Europe, you go to Australia, you go to these other countries, you see the roundabouts playing a big part in keeping things flowing. And, you know, you see it up here by the park, you know, it keeps everything flowing. People aren't stopping too much. And I think if we took out our stoplights and used a lot more roundabouts, it'd keep our town of Kapa'a flowing. I have a vision for a highway, pretty much what he said, same thing, you know, using Hanamaulu, the old dirt road, doing a one-way thing, you know, using our road we have now, going one way, doing a double lane one-way behind the jail, going through the back of, back by Wailua and coming out by Wailua. I think it would be a great solution to a lot of our deadly accidents we have in that area. It's probably the worst accident spot on our whole island is by the jail over there. So we need to find some solutions for that. For the Kapa'a and east side area, I'd say roundabouts and that back highway would be the best solution to keep our traffic flowing and keep us all stress-free around here. Mahalo.
Barca, back to you. What actions do you support against invasive species such as the rose ring parakeet that cause hardships to our farmers?
Well, you know, it's a touchy issue talking about the birds, and I mean, I'm an environmentalist, you know what I mean? I'm always for saving lives, and how can we do it the most sustainably? How can we do it the smartest ways? How can we still have our sports at night and save the birds? You know, we need to come up with these solutions. These are big issues, and you know, the life of an animal is so important. People don't realize that they play such an important role. Just like one human being, they might play an important role at some part of our island's, circulatory life movement. You know what I mean? So I think it's important to start coming up with solutions to work with our animals, yeah? And, you know, I'd like to touch up on the problem with the birds and the sports. I think it'd be great to come up with a netting system for our parks and where we're having this problem where we cannot have sports at night. A lighting system around our parks, either on the fences or around the lights that cushions our birds, you know, and then people can, you know, pick them up or, you know, it's a way to work together with the environment and our sports and our communities and, you know, not just cancel out sports at night and not just, you know, say, we don't care about the birds, but working together and finding a happy medium in between, you know, and that's what it takes, you know, working with our environment, working with our communities. We live on an island, you know, it's a fragile ecosystem. We need to put everything into perspective. We need to put all life into perspective because we all play an important role in the way our island moves forward. Mahalo.
Cavallo, what actions do you support against invasive species, such as the rose ring parakeet that causes hardship to our farmers?
Like the parakeet, and you know, again, we live on an island setting, so we got to be very mindful of our endangered species. And of course, the shearwater is a big one for Kauai. We've done everything we can to date to assure that the shearwaters are protected. Yes, it's causing some stir in the community, obviously, with our sports activities. But at the same time, we take it very seriously. And so we've been working closely with the federal government, working closely with our state legislature to assure that we, number one, at least begin to shield our lights. Look how we manage our lighting systems at night. Look at the fledgling season to address the birds that flock at night, to address many of the concerns that have been brought forth. And at the same time, deal with the concerns of our people and their needs as well. So it's all about finding balance, understanding what are the needs and the concerns, what are the resources, how do we educate our people to address these concerns on these endangered species. We have issues, concerns, of course, with monk seals, and we have a plan in place, we have a program in place to address that. But at the same time, it doesn't allow, you know, some of our people to get into the beach areas. But we're trying to work hand in hand to address each type of species, if you will, and how we look at all the resources that are available and find the educational components that can help us better work with our people to understand the need. There's also bees. You know, we worked on that too, on how we really protect our bee population, pollination and all of that, which is very important for agricultural crops and all of that. As far as the parakeets, that's another one that is here, and they've been here for a while. I know that it's an issue right now. So we've been looking at other ways to address all these issues and make it find balance in how we manage ourselves in the future.
Okay, back to you, Cavallo. What are your thoughts on future landfill location?
One of the first tasks that I had when I first became mayor was the starting of a new landfill. Number one, I believe in an aggressive diversion program. And I've said that earlier. We began the process of looking at how to really manage our waste. And so in addition to siting a new landfill, we have to deal with the closure and this issue with our current landfill, which was, its life was about to expire in 7 years. And before me, I had a landfill site that was in the middle of a coffee field. And that was an issue in itself. We had to deal with the people. We had community meetings and listen to the people. And we worked with the landowner. And before you know, we're out of the coffee fields, and we're now up at Ma'alo. But in that particular case, I had the chance to work with the state. I had the chance to work with the ranchers and the farmers and everybody up there to see how we could collectively manage this new landfill site with a resource recovery park. The bigger idea is the Disneyland of waste. And I call it that because this is where all of our diversion programs will be. There's composting and green waste and a charm and all the, and metals, and all of our diversion programs will be located in this with an educational center on top of that, so we can educate our keiki and our children and our people about waste. And then there's a landfill. Our job, folks, is to come up with an aggressive diversion program, and eventually one day our entire island will have a curbside recycling program, and everybody going to have their little bins here and there, and you're going to have a choice of what kind of bin you want. And then from there, you can take it to a recycling center where you can have and see how it's processed. Are we going to make our waste work for us here on Kauai? And we're going to be the model for the world, because why? It's important for us. We've got to make our waste work for us. And there's some issues that we're dealing with right now on birds and some endangered species. But you know what? We're on the right track.
Okay, Parka, what are your thoughts on a future landfill for Kauai location?
Well, I'll tell you, I don't think Hawaiian homeland should be taken advantage like they've been. You know, the two landfills that have been around in my lifetime have always been in Hawaiian homeland communities, and I think they've been taken advantage of, and I wouldn't look to put one in there. I think we need to look at really breaking down our waste, dividing it, and using it in recycling. You know, one man's trash is another man's treasure, they say. Huh? If we divide our trash up and break it down, I think we can use it for a lot of different things. And, you know, we need to start thinking outside of the box. We kind of keep following America's, you know, route to destruction and going in the hole. We need to look into other countries. We need to look into other solutions. And that's what it's going to take to move forward on our island. I think a waste division center where we can divide our waste up, taking the plastics, the food, you know, something that breaks everything down, we can put into different places, recycle it, use it for, you know, possible power. You know, the solutions are out there. It's up to us to work together and find them. And I think it's, you know, it's sad to see that, you know, the Hawaiian communities have been taken advantage of like that. You know, they might get a bit of money for do something, you know, they're going to have one $40,000 fireworks show, but what does that do for the long-term effects on the community, you know? And that's what we need to think about. We need to stop taking advantage of, you know, the less wealthy and the less fortunate, and we need to start being a little more smart at how we deal with our waste. Mahalo.
All right, Paka, back to you. What actions would you take to make recycling more convenient for Kauai residents? That's back to you, Parka. No problem. What actions would you take to make recycling more convenient for Kauai residents?
Well, I think we're on a good track, you know, starting the curbside recycling. I think, like I said, creating a center where we could break down the trash into different categories, I think would be a great start, and would definitely take away a large portion of our landfill problem. You know, I kind of answered a lot of that questions with my last answer, so, you know, that's about all I have to say about that. I'd just like to go into saying that, you know, these are the issues we're facing. These are the kind of environmental issues we're facing. We cannot keep sticking trash into our ground. We cannot keep, you know, following that endless cycle of unsustainable practices. We really need to start looking outside of the box, and you know, that's what we're here to do. We're here to work with people from other places and look for the better solutions. And you know, when you live in a place like Kauai, we got to put our environment first, you know, and environmental sustainability creates economic sustainability in a place like this where we live in such a fragile ecosystem. So, you know, curbside recycling is a great start. And, you know, I look forward to creating a bigger system, a bigger breakdown system to really categorize our trash and be a little more smart. Like I said, you know, one man's trash is another man's treasure, you know, and we could learn ways to use our trash to be our treasure. Mahalo.
Thank you. Cavario, what actions would you take to make recycling more convenient for the Kauai residents?
Well, in follow-up to what I said earlier, just to kind of recapture that, and then I want to get into the education part. It's important for us to take it and continue to educate our students, work with the schools, work with our private schools, work with our education system, work with placing bins at the schools. We have a program in place where we want people to come out and enjoy the park system, but you know what? Help us to recycle, help us to manage our waste. And that's the kinds of educational programs. But in place, again, when we got into office, my first term, we had to go through the whole process of signing a new landfill. We talked about that. Out of the gates, I said I wanted to do a curbside recycling no matter what. I was told we need to do a study, we needed a MRF, but we did it anyway as a pilot. I think pilots are good things because it helps the people feel it and touch it, understand it. And then you continue with follow-up information. So we did that. And then after that came the automated pickup, which is the large 96-gallon bins. And then now we're talking about the next step, right? is the 64-gallon bins. And then now we're coming back with the MRF. We're looking for, we need to the sorting facility. We need a sorting facility, okay? We're working towards a MRF, a materials recovery facility. I visited several MRFs in Portland. They have a great operation there. And then, followed up right after that comes island-wide, because we did half of the island with the automated. Come July 1st, we have the whole island going automated, along with the pay-as-you-throw, with the bigger picture folks, being an island-wide curbside recycling program. And then to continue that within the schools, like I said, within the businesses, within our own workplace, encouraging green teams, encouraging food waste consumption programs within businesses. So I'm really excited about the programs that we started and look forward to more to follow.
Cavallo, back to you. Have you rode the Kauai bus? And if elected, re-elected, would you advocate for expansions of bus routes and services?
Yes. And I'm going to say this again. One of my biggest, I came out back in 2010 in my delivery to the people of Kauai. And I took Kauai on a virtual tour of Kauai. And I said, in the year 2020, holo 2020, this is what I see. I listed 38 projects, of which the Kauai bus was one of those projects. And in that project, it said, we're going to look at how do we get people moving about on our island in a safe and environmentally safe way and encouraging people to get on a bus. The biggest accomplishment was working with Kauai Community College. We did a one-year pilot. Why? Because my concern was for the people, the students, and the nighttime students, which is mostly single families, single moms, dads, who want to get to school. So we did a one-year pilot with our chancellor there, free bus service for all students. Today, when you go to Kauai Community College, the fee, the bus pass is included in your tuition. That's the kinds of partnerships we've got to look at, folks. We need to look at shuttle service. Today, we just did a blessing out on the North Shore for shuttle service that is going to take people from within the Princeville area down to Qingyang Village, take your transfer, visit Qingyang Village, get back on the bus, and go visit K Beach with your boogie board if you should want to bring it with you. So my point is there's a lot of partnerships happening, and shuttle services is another big part. I want to look at that down in the south side, in Poiputu. How do we move people around? Park and ride right in Koloa. When you visit, not only for the visitors, this pilot on the North Shore is just for visitors for now. The bigger picture is for everybody to jump on this holo holo shuttle. I mean, you can name them whatever you want by just using holo holo shuttle. And that's how you're going to visit Kea Beach. That's how you're going to visit Blackhawk Beach. That's how you're going to visit Poipu Beach one day.
Thank you. Barca, have you rode the Kauai bus? And if so, would you advocate for expansions of bus routes?
Yeah, I've rode the bus. It's been a long time. I keep saying this, but when I rode it, it was called the Iniki Express. But I think the bus is a great system. I think, from Joanne through has done a great job at keeping the bus going and keeping the system going. I think they have a great, they have great ideas for the future of the bus. Personally, I think we're just over capacity with cars on our island, and that's the biggest issue. I think, the tourist industry keeps bringing in cars and bringing in cars and bringing in cars. I think it's a, we need to put a, we're past capacity. I look at it like a elevator. Yeah? I mean, you have too much people in the elevator, it don't work. And our island's becoming like that elevator. We're beyond capacity. So, the bus is a great solution, but it's, making it more accessible for people. The bus stops is a serious issue. I think a lot of people probably don't go stand on the road because of there's no bus stops. But then we're going to spend $40,000 on each bus stop. So it's like, I want to touch up on that because I have a vision of how we can, a solution for that. How can we work with our communities? We can work with our high schools. We can work with our college. We can work with the jail. We can work with the Lions Club and all our, community groups on our island and take that cost down on our buses and, take a little bit of that weight off the county shoulders and start working with the communities a little bit more. And I think that will give people, a little pride when they put that bus stop out there from their school or their community, and then it, you know, it gives everybody a little bit more welcoming reason to ride the bus. You know, nobody wants to sit in the rain. Like I said the other week, I seen an auntie in Anahola sitting in the rain in one wheelchair, and I felt so bad, and I couldn't do anything about it. So,
thank you.
Mahalo.
That concludes the questions for our mayoral candidates. Each candidate will have 2 minutes for closing remarks. Barca, you're first.
Yeah, once again, I just really want to thank everybody for coming out. I think I'll end this one a little different. We have a couple of things, you know, against me, and a lot of people that have concerns about my education and whatnot. And, you know, I think it'd be good for me to touch up on that, you know. I did leave high school because, you know, the education system was failing me. I felt like, you know, they wanted to medicate me, not educate me. And, you know, like Uncle here, I had an opportunity as an athlete, you know, and, you know, Uncle got a, you know, he got a scholarship to UH, and he, you know, got drafted by the Miami Dolphins. And, you know, I too was blessed with an athletic ability as a surfer, which is my ticket to a world-class education. You know, I got to travel the world for 15 years straight, you know, every 2 weeks going to another place around the world and learning from cultures and learning from, you know, different people, different places, different ways of life, different ways of doing things. And, you know, I just bring a different kind of education to the board. You know, it's not your typical Western education, but, you know, I know a lot about the world. I know a lot about how this island's working. I know a lot about how the world's working. And I like to look at those issues around the world and how they're going to affect us here on Kauai. You know, we cannot just think local, act local. We need to think global and act local. And, you know, that's what I bring to the table. You know, I bring a little different perspective, you know, and I bring a whole nother outlook to where we should go. And, you know, for me, it's all about the keiki. It's all about, you know, the health and safety of our future generations. You know, it's, you know, we can handle, we're big boys, we're big girls, we can handle, but the keiki, you know, we need to put them first. And, you know, I've seen the best places in the world and the worst, and I know how special Kauai is, and that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. So mahalo, everybody.
Thank you, Barca. Cavallo. Cavallo, your closing remarks.
Aloha and mahalo. Just in wrapping up, I wanted to commit to you, number one, the projects that we're going to follow through on when we come there. Number one, our solid waste program, we talked about that. Number two, of course, our transportation program. I'm calling it Pro Kuna Bay. Done. I believe that, and it's going to happen. The stewardship agreements, I think Mr. Barca talked about that. Totally committed to making sure that our people, our Hawaiian people, our clubs can work the aina. We support. You do the work, we support you, we work together. Stewardship agreements, Kane Uluuma, our heiau out in Ka Beach, the newest one is the northern part of our Wailu Bay, which is Kukui Heiau, with a Hawaiian organization. But in wrapping up, I want to talk just quickly on 960. On one spectrum, we're talking about chemicals that are affecting the health and safety of our people. I'd like to talk about the next spectrum, which I'm committed to. There's a chemical that is killing, I'm going to use the word killing, and affecting our families. There's a chemical that is hurting our keiki and our babies too, and that is methamphetamine, ICE. That's what happened to our families. We need to look at a residential treatment healing center so our keiki can heal with their families. That's what's happening, folks. As mayor, I have so many different responsibilities and issues on the table that I need help. I have no on, but this particular issue, our families. So that's my point. Mahalo for your time. Happy to be here. Look forward to your vote. We're committed. We have my family, our awesome team. Mahalo.
And Bernard Cavallio. Thank you. We're going to be taking a short 5-minute break, and we will be coming back with a state rep.
All right, we're getting a little rebuffering here. But they're going to take a quick break. And I'd like to tell you, you're listening to KKCR Honolulu, KQA Kilauea. We're doing our fun drive. Big shouts out to our remote crew there at the site at Kapa'a Neighborhood Center in Kapa'a for the East Kauai Political Forum. We just heard the candidates for mayor. And coming up next, I think, is county council candidates, and then the State House of Representatives District's 14 candidates.